You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Moving online is something that everybody's have done over this year, but lockdown has given organisations a different way to share their content and get in online. Today I'm speaking to Leanne and Pippa from the Northern Ballet about their audio description content, which can be accessed now on their website. Thank you both for joining me. So first of all, can you just tell us a little bit more about the audio description films, what we can expect from them, and a little bit about why you decided to create them?
So we decided to move our audio descriptions online because obviously during lockdown, all of our live performances were cancelled, and audio description is a really important part of our accessibility. So making sure that our work can be enjoyed by all different types of people. So once lockdown hit, we really thought about how we could get our artistic content out to our audiences and potentially reach new audiences. And we're really lucky. We have a brilliant artistic director of digital work called Kenneth Tindall, and he was coming up with all sorts of brilliant ideas. And as this content was starting to be created, we obviously thought about our audiences and thought, well, actually, without audio describing this work, we are not serving our regular audiences, never mind potentially reaching new audiences. So it was really important to us to make sure that any new work that we created was available in an audio described format. And actually, I think without COVID and the lockdown situation, we perhaps wouldn't have got to this point quite so quickly. So, you know, out of great tragedy can come great creativity, and it's really pushed us to make sure that every digital production we now create will have audio description.
Yeah, the dance films on the digital platform are quite different from our usual full-length audio described ballets, which are the narrative works that we take out on tour, like Nutcracker, Swan Lake, Little Mermaid. But these digital dance films have been a real fun way to room for experimenting and collaborating, and the dancers have had to be so creative. So I think it was a really lovely opportunity to do something different as well. And with the audio description, I think it sits perfectly with this new way of making the dance accessible. The short films, they're always going to be less than 15 minutes. The first one, called Have Your Cake by Kenneth Tindall, is inspired by the nation's enthusiasm for baking banana bread over the lockdown. So this is a group of friends, and it's a light-hearted, playful feel, and they're just making the best of it and showing that friendship and togetherness, and that light shines bright even in the darkest days. The second film is quite different. It's called What Used To No Longer Is, and this isn't by Kenneth Tindall, like Have Your Cake. This was from an outside choreographer, Tutuzeli November, who's from Ballet Black, and he had the hard task of creating this entire ballet over Zoom with our dancers here at Northern Ballet. So that was a new experience for everybody, but it worked beautifully because I think, you know, the dancers are intelligent. Tutuzeli was so enthused about doing it that this virtual creation and this chemistry over the miles was it was a really beautiful outcome of it. And this ballet explores the evolution of life, passing of time, and even in the most difficult of circumstances, that growth and human response to beauty of ever-growing life can come through. So two really positive but very different audio-described films.
It's great to hear that they're sort of reflecting the time that we're in as well. I love the banana bread. And going back to accessibility then, I know you do a lot of accessibility things with the Northern Ballet, regardless of COVID and regardless of lockdown. For anybody who's not maybe been or doesn't know very much about you, could you just explain sort of what happens normally when you're sort of in a theatre with accessibility in the Northern Ballet?
So on a Saturday, usually for the matinee performance in most of our venues actually that we go on tour, we offer not only the audio description of the actual ballet, but also touch tools, which I am passionate about and believe are really integral to the whole concept of audio description. And this is an opportunity for patrons to come. It's all inclusive in the ticket, so which is discounted anyway. And we have a touch tour where they have the opportunity to feel the costumes. And I will go through the scenario description of characters and also an opportunity to ask me questions. So we'll have somebody from the props department, stage management. We'll also talk about the set as well. And one of the fun parts is also trying maybe a little bit of movement depending on how people feel, and also the opportunity to feel the movements of the dancers, who will also come a couple and describe key moments of the ballet and motif steps. So that's the touch tour, and I think most people really do enjoy that. And it's tailor-made to the group depending on how, you know, what, if they want to do more movement, less movement, or more question and answers. And then in the 15 minutes before the performance starts, we do something called the pre-show notes, which is a little bit equivalent of buying a programme. So we'll go through the scenario again and the cast, etc., etc. When the ballet starts, we work through the narrative, guiding our audience through the ballet. And it's not a running commentary like some people might expect. We actually avoid a lot of the technical terms which aren't relevant or known, the ballet sort of terms. But what's important is your pace, your pitch, your emphasis, and your energy, how you're describing the ballet. And it is quite a skill. It's like being conducted almost. You have to be sympathetic to the music and know how to build the tension in your voice, and also know when to shut up. And so that the ballet, you know, the pauses are important as well, because people, obviously the music is live and that's part of the audio as well. And the patrons can choose to turn your voice down or off and turn the music up. You know, they're all listening from their headset that's either provided by the theatre, or they've arrived with their own phone and use the app. So really, that's the main part of the audio description. But I do believe that it's the whole experience from the minute they enter that theatre. It's not just putting the headphones in and listening to us speak.
Mm-hmm. That's a really like in-depth experience of the ballet as well. I love that so much, the touch tour. And with the audio description, it's great to hear that it's not just sort of, and they're walking over to the left and now they're doing a pirouette and now they're moving over there and doing this and doing that. It's like a creative sort of way of describing what, you know, what's happening.
Yeah, you want to feel immersed in that world of the theatre, you know, describing not just the scenery, the sets, but the expressions, the emotions. You know, a lot of people come out very moved and thankful, which is my mission.
So where can we find out more about you and access these audio described videos online?
So we've got a brilliant website, which is northernballet.com. And on there, you can find out about our upcoming live performances, which, as Pippa said, we are so excited to get back on the stage. So we're touring in June this year. We're in Salford, in Leeds, and in London at Sadler's Wells. And there are audio descriptions available at those performances. On the website, we have all the information about the performances, and there are audio adverts as well. So we try and make those adverts as accessible as possible. And the digital dance platform can also be reached via the Northern Ballet website. So please do come and join us. Give it a try.
Great. Thank you so much, both of you, Leanne and Pippa, for joining me here on R&IB Connect Radio.